What do you call a great big bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth that maybe 100 pounds of chicken feed or 100 pounds of potatoes might come in? I know we used to use them when we were, when we have an oyster roast or something, they wet these things down and put them over the oysters to steam them.
A rubber bag?
No.
A basket bag?
No, it's made out of cloth.
Oh.
Might you call it a
cloth? Call it gingham.
A crocus sack or a
crocus
burlap
sack?
Crocus sack?
Crocus sack, I think they used to call it.
What do you call a musical instrument that's just about this long and it's about this high and you put it up to your mouth and blow on it?
Mouth organ.
Okay. And what do you call one that shapes all like this? You put it up to your teeth and you pick on it like that? What do you call something that children play on that's made with a long board like this, and one child sits here and one child sits here and they go up and down like that?
I don't know. I don't know that.
All right. Well, what about one that goes round and round and round that children ride on?
That's just to be a flying Mary Lee's. Call it.
Okay.
Go round and round.
Did you used to play on one of those?
Yes, ma'am. I played on them. I ride on them. That's the way I got hurt when I was a child. Right on one of them.
What do you call a flat piece of stone, a small piece of stone that you used to sharpen a knife on?
A grinding rock.
Well, now would a grinding rock go round and round?
Grinding rock will round if you carry it round.
Okay. But this, a grinding rock is a little one?
It's a little
one. Okay, fine. What are some different kinds of wooden fences that people used to use?
They used to use pine wood, oak wood.
And what would the fences look like?
The fences would look just like these pines now, but the pine would be scraped off it, and they'd make fences out of them.
Well, now, what about rail fences? Did people used to use rail fences?
Rail, that's what it was, rail fences.
Well, were the rails stacked up on each other and coming together at the corners? Is that the way?
Yes, ma'am. They'd be stacked up on each other to the corner until they get up high.
And were there ever any straight up and down posts for these fences, or did they all lie down flat?
Sometimes they'd make them straight up and down and nail to them, to the straight posts. Sometimes the moss was flat too. Sometimes.
And what would you call that kind of fence that where they nailed the boards on?
Just call it a pine fence.
And what about a little fence that has some little slats, kind of, with points up at the top?
That was a picket fence.
Okay.
That's what we used to see, a little picket fence.
Okay. If too many people are spending the night at somebody's house, what do you call a bed that's made up on the floor?
We used to call that a pallet.
Okay. What do you call low ground in a river valley or in a creek valley where some crops might be planted?
The river field.
Okay.